When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Failing Better. The rumours are true. We're here. We're back. After 2 months in the wilderness, Johnny's finally climbed out of that well.
Actually, very successfully, I might say so.
Very successfully, and I finally, climbed back down from that ladder. I'm still Sean McLaughlin.
I'm still Johnny Pelham.
And welcome back to Failing Better. Now, Johnny, I want to apologise to you, first
Good.
Of all.
What for?
For barely having any contact with you in the last 2 months.
We haven't spoken much, have we? It was,
no.
We realised just what a business relationship this was, really. We stopped doing the podcast and we just stopped talking to each other.
Yeah, it's a shame that. I think that's the reason why I like we wanted to bring it back, really, is we wanted an excuse to talk to each other. And also, I want to apologise to our listeners for being away. I mean, it's sort of... You said that someone made a comment to you that we never really told anyone that we'd stop the podcast.
Yeah, apparently. We put it on Twitter, but for anyone not on Twitter, that there was just no information that we were stopping.
Yeah, so Elon Musk knew we'd quit. But
yeah,
our listeners didn't.
And and the thing is, I can imagine if this sort of gets taken away from your life so abruptly, that's pretty difficult to handle, really. I imagine a lot of therapists were called going, I've been abandoned again. The only solace in my life has been taken away from me, and I do not know what to do about it.
Yeah.
So to those people, we apologise.
Yeah.
But to the therapists we've given a lot of money to, we'd like a thank you card.
Yes, I imagine it was quite destabilising for a lot of people. I mean, I'd love to be that therapist. How soon do you think a therapist... Let's say the client walks into their office and they go, yeah, I just feel like I've been abandoned by this podcast called Failing Better. and then the therapist goes, right, okay. And then, you know, obviously tries to figure out a way. He goes, well, I think it's probably about your parents, but we'll focus on this podcast. And then they explain the podcast. Well, they constantly, it's just basically two guys constantly going, is this shit? Is this a shit podcast? Whenever stuff like that happens, how soon after the patient leaves do you think the therapist looks up the podcast and listens? I suppose that's a very clunky question I've asked there. What I mean is, like, when if I'm in therapy and I go, I'm a comedian, do you reckon they Google me as immediately as soon as I've left?
I'd imagine so. I mean, that's what I'd do, certainly, if I was a therapist. Because you'd be interested, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
If you walked into my office, Sean, and you said, obviously, you know, we shouldn't get into your problems too much, but I imagine crippling anxiety and inability to consummate any sort of marriage you've pretended to have to the government. A high issue, which is frankly absurd.
Okay, yeah. If
you came to me with those issues, you know, I'd try and help you. I'd do the best I can. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker, but I'd do the best I can to try and give your sort of life some meaning. But as soon as you went, I'd want to look up the freak on YouTube.
All right, Johnny, I just want to nip something in the bud straight away. This is season two, I suppose, of the podcast, technically. The penultimate season, let's be honest. Can we just not have it so every episode you're just making fun of how tall I am, this one?
All right, as a solemn vow, I promise to not mention your height once during this whole podcast season.
That said,
yeah,
I went to Thorpe Park a couple of weeks ago, and my height was a major issue throughout a lot of it.
What happened?
There is a ride at Thorpe Park now called Swarm, where there is a maximum height.
What was the maximum height?
Right. There was a guy, we saw a guy getting kicked off it for being too tall. And one of the people I was with turned to me and went, "He looks much shorter than you." I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I just thought, if Johnny Pelham ever finds out about
this. Did you get kicked off the ride?
I slouched, I got on the ride, and I held my little legs
up
onto the carriage as much as I could. Because they basically said your legs will get ripped off if you're too tall.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that there's a reason they've got a maximum height. You know, so people like you don't get hurt.
But you don't understand, Johnny, I couldn't give you satisfaction.
You're willing to lose both legs.
Which incidentally
would have got rid of the height issue.
I still think even without any legs, I would dwarf most people. Look, I'm not that fucking tall, all right, listeners? If you're fresh to the show, I'm not that tall. I'm 6 foot four. That's normal height.
Yeah, that's normal height.
Totally. And Johnny's got weird things wrong with him.
I got so much wrong with me. It's difficult to put into one small sentence. You'd have to use a lot of commas.
Okay, I think maybe that's why I'm the whipping boy and you're not.
Yeah, too many.
I'm an easy target in the sense that I'm a big target.
Yeah. You're a big gangly target.
Yes. What other things should new listeners know about us?
We're both comedians.
Both stand-up comedians.
We're thinking of ditching the self-help theme. That's a big part of season two. We don't really know yet what we're replacing it with. But we decided the self-help theme was a bit boring because all self-help books say the same thing, essentially.
Well, that's the problem. It's sort of... When we first crystallized the idea of doing a self-help comedy podcast, we thought, well, this is gold. There's loads of self-help books and no one's done a comedy podcast about them, so we're going to be really rich and it's going to be a really easy podcast to do. And we were wrong about 100% of those.
We made a lot of bad assumptions in the beginning,
but they're all the same, basically all self-help books, no matter if they're business books, spiritual books, books about relationships, but it's all just basic tips, like, and they all follow the same structure.
Yeah, and it's like, work out what you want from your life, drink a lot of water, meditate, you'll become whatever you want in your life. That's every self-help book.
Yeah, yeah. Just be braver, but don't be too brave, and be grateful, but don't be too grateful. You know, and I can tell you that. I can tell you that.
You've become my personal coach, haven't you, Sean? I call you up every night before bed, and you just tell me five truisms, and I love it.
I always say I speak in parable.
Yeah.
I speak in metaphor. Johnny calls me up with a problem. Like, what's your current problem, Johnny?
My current problem is what is my current problem?
Forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness. Yes.
Yeah.
And dementia.
Early onset dementia. And I'll say, well, Johnny, as Confucius once say. Not all lambs remember thine flock, but that's why shepherds exist. Good night. Good night, Johnny.
And then I sleep so soundly, knowing I just need to find my shepherd.
Who is also me. Who's also
I'm wandering
me.
Around farms going, shepherd, any shepherds? I can't remember why I'm here.
Oh, God. You know what? It's the two-month gap. You just forget quite how harrowing it is recording this podcast.
I think you forget how shit it is. you think, yeah, it'd be funny to do it again.
Is this shit?
Is this shit? It is, isn't it?
Should we call the podcast that?
It's this shit. It's not a bad title, is it? Is this shit?
Is this shit?
It very much is the motto of the show, is this shit.
Yeah, new listeners should know that about once every 50 minutes on this show, me and Johnny will just go, is this shit? Because we, unlike other podcast hosts, we genuinely don't think this is a good product.
we could have learned a lot about self.
Yeah,
we could have learned a lot about self-confidence from those self-improvement books we were reading.
Yeah,
maybe Is This Shit is like a section on the show where one of us does a shit in a bucket, and then the other one has to work out whether or not it's shit.
So on a podcast. How would they just describe what they're hear, what they're seeing?
It's audio. It's just audio. You just hear one of us sort of. Oh, you just hear a noise.
Is this shit?
And then the listeners have to work out is this shit or not. Is this John having a shit? Oh, it's a dolphin falling over.
It's a dolphin falling over.
Yeah, off a board, off a diving board,
off a diving board. Whoa.
So okay. Well, that, look.
Have you got a pen there, Johnny? I can't find my pen.
I've got a pen.
Get, write that down. That's first section. Is this shit?
Is this shit?
Is this shit?
Is
hey,
shit?
This week it's time for is this shit?
This week it's Sean.
This week it's me. Hey guys, is this shit?
No, it's a puffin's mating call.
I mean, I think this is genuinely. I think we're on a roll here. Should we think of another? We'll think of another sort of segment. What about random numbers?
And how? What does that section look like?
We'll just go on to. There's a website I think which just gives you a random number and we just read it out. I think if we can think of anything funny. Should we try
it?
Yeah, let's try it. I'm going to go on it now. What's it called? Random number.
Random number generator.
Yeah, random number generator.
Ooh.
Minimum one, maximum what?
Like 4 billion?
4 billion? Oh, God, I have to type that out. How many zeros in a billion?
9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I don't know if 9's right, to be honest.
That is right. Okay.
That was incredibly quick maths by John there.
Oh, what quick maths? That's not maths, is it?
What do you mean? That is maths. I know how many zeros are in a billion.
Whatever. Right.
It's numbers. It's certainly numerical.
I'm going to generate it.
This feels shit. Going back to the earlier segment.
Is this shit? Is this the new segment on Failing Better?
A random number generator. What happens when the number's generated?
3 billion. 720 million. 651,012.
Great. Well done, Sean.
Right, I think it was too high. I think the problem there is 4 billion is too high. I think if we go from like 1 to 100, maybe.
But I still don't get what do we do
we'll
when
just
the
see if we can think of something funny about that number. Right, okay.
Fingers crossed it's 69, because I've got a very funny little bit about that.
It's 52.
52. That's how many weeks there are in a year.
God, it is that.
I feel like we're doing, improv societies and go to Edinburgh for the first time.
Oh, God,
I feel
it's
like
the
one
worst.
Of them.
It is the worst.
That's what we're doing there.
Did you ever do improv? Like, proper?
No, I'm not witty enough for improv or to host a podcast.
I'm not witty or pathetic enough to do improv.
Did you do improv?
Never. But I have done occasional... I've done gigs with them. And some of them are the lowest rung of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival improv people. And it is really harrowing. It's really hard.
It feels very difficult.
Because like they just think it's... I mean, they think it's all going to be like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And even Whose Line Is It Anyway is pretty shit.
It is shit. If you're good at improvising, though, because the reaction you get from an audience, if you say quite a banal bit of improv, is remarkable. And then you're like, look, I spent a year writing these jokes. And they're like, but call him a dickhead. And
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
This is all we wanted. This is all we wanted.
Yeah, I think this is getting a bit too student improv, isn't it?
I think so, because I think then I was like, 52, that's how many weeks ago in a year. And then you say, yes, and, well, and then we end up having to kill ourselves. So,
like all improv troops should. anyway, so look, we've got random number generator, so that's, we'll put that on the maybe pile for new segments.
I think if that's on the maybe pile, we should quit. I think that has to be on the random shit pile.
All right, let me just try one more generator, okay? Johnny, please let me try one more generator, because I do think this could reap dividends, right? Sorry, I'm going to turn my lamp on my at my desk. Is that too
your
bright?
Reading lamp.
Yeah, my
it's
little...
quite bright. It looks like God's sort of taking you up to somewhere.
He is taking me up. Taking me up.
Do you think you'd go to heaven, or do you think you'd go to hell?
Wow. I'm not going to generate a number after... Actually, I'm still going to generate... Pop a pin in that question. I'm going to generate the number first. 25.
Ooh. The number of
I think I'm
going to
hell, Johnny. I think I'm going to hell.
Do you think you're going to hell? Why do you think you're going to hell?
I think I don't know what the... I wonder if there is a heaven and hell, and it's as it's, you know, we sort of view it as in a Western Christian tradition. I need all to right. caveat that. Caveat all right. that.
All right.
I wonder if by this point anyone living in a West in the Western world or basically any life can go to heaven.
God, so you think heaven's quite a lonely place then? Just
I think
it, God
I think it's a I think it's a half pipe. That's my theory. I think heaven's a half pipe.
Right, wow. So why do you think that then? Because I guess the problem is, if you take the Lord's name in vain, you go to hell. And I'm doing that all the time.
Yeah, you're always saying, Sean, oh, Sean.
Hello, you're not the Lord, are you? Wait a minute.
Johnny.
You're implying that you're the Lord.
Johnny, the jokes don't really work that well if you sort of have to go, wait a minute.
Nah, I was just shocked and intrigued.
Do you take the Lord's name in vain a lot?
Yeah, I'm always saying, Jesus Christ.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Well, if I...
Jesus if Christ, I wish I never had met that Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah, yeah, I burnt my toes. I said, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
sounds like the problem isn't taking the Lord's name in vain. I think you might have some other stuff going on.
Yeah, I need to stop burning my toast. First, what was your first... How did you get to heaven? Wow. Very good at toasting my toast.
You think that's the first question St. Peter asks? You think that's what he's asked? What about all the time you took the Lord's name in vain? You're the most jealous man in the world, they'd probably say, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm always coveting people's oxes, so that's a struggle.
Do you think that it's possible for someone to be moral in this day and age? Is it in this capitalist society? Do you think a moral life is still achievable? Or is it only achievable if you give away all your worldly possessions and dedicate your life solely to the act of walking around on the streets? What do you think?
I mean, do you think if you give away all your belongings and walk around the streets, you get to heaven? That is implied in that. You just walk around naked and eventually go, well, I'm off to heaven.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think if you truly believe that, Sean, you'd be naked wandering around. And I know you do that a bit, but, you know, you try to cut down on that, I've heard.
Yeah, the police got involved.
I don't think it is possible.
With the thought park and everything, naked.
I don't think it is possible to be... Well, I guess the thing is that in the 21st century, we all have different moral and ethical codes due to the breakdown of the family and religion. And so that means that any sort of... one set of moral values is tricky to coalesce behind.
Guys, this would be a great time for me to remind you, listeners, please give us a 5-star review on
just give it.
iTunes.
Just
it's the funniest podcast in Britain.
Our jokes are funny, our wisdom's wise. What more could you want?
So one more time there, Johnny. Let that jingle rolling through their ears. One more time.
Our jokes are funny, our wisdom's wise. What more could you want?
God, what a shit podcast. What a shit podcast this is.
What are you talking about? Our jokes are funny and our wisdom's wise. What more could you want?
What more could they want? True that. What more could you want, listeners? If there is more that you want, if there is more that you want from this, do email us. failingbetterpod@gmail.com or at failingpod on Twitter, which we might have to leave now because of Elon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you want to get off Twitter? You don't like that Elon Musk has taken it over, do you?
I'm not really on Twitter, so I don't care, but I think the fact he's taking over is slightly mad. I think it's a silly mistake by Elon, because he'll be the public face of censorship now, because you have to censor it to some extent.
Mm.
So I think it's stupid. What do you think about Elon Musk? He always feels to me, Elon Musk, a bit like a sort of the arch nemesis in a James Bond movie.
I don't really know anything about him. I don't know. How did he get big? What was his big thing?
I think his parents or grandparents owned diamond mines in South Africa. But he always
during apartheid South Africa.
Yeah, and he's always like, I was a self-made man. You think, yeah, you're fuck, mate. Musky. And he's got his incredibly successful perfume brand called Elon's Musk, obviously.
Oh, Johnny, sorry. I didn't know about that joke. You should have signposted it a bit better.
It's also yes and.
We must quit the podcast again. Straight to series 3. See you in 2 months, listeners.
Is this shit? I do quite like the title, is this shit? Listeners.
What, for a podcast? Is this shit?
Is this shit, question mark?
The thing is, we're opening ourselves up to to a string of one-word iTunes reviews. Yes.
But I think our fans would say no, or when some of us might say it can be, but on it's a good day, it's actually not that shit.
That's my favourite. We got an iTunes review after we left. Have you noticed? We got more review. It said this. I didn't find it. It's so funny, man. The people who listen to this show are genuinely really funny. I really like that. We're one of the few comedy podcasts where the listenership is significantly funnier than the hosts.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that there's some sort of secret club where it's called the Funny Club, and they listen to us as an example of something that's not funny.
Oh, what a negative spin. I think it's just we people who like our style of comedy, anti-comedy, I think is what you call it.
We are not attempting anti-comedy, but that is what we're delivering the masses in droves. Amazing, even in absence. The weeks the show is not on are almost as good as when it is. And that was by Meet You in the Debris, which I assume is a pun on Me, You and Debris.
I don't know, it sounds quite horrible though.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet anyone in the debris.
Look, the bottom line is this isn't shit. Failing Better is back, and we're ruder health than ever. And I think we're going to go all the way to the top this time.
I think we want number one on the item. We want to get rid of that Joe Rogan I've been hearing so much about. You don't get any misinformation on this podcast. It's all fact-checked by NASA.
That is where your Patreon money is going, listeners. We've got NASA involved in the podcast. Checking every fact. Now, are they limited to just facts about space?
No,
they're not. We've got some of the brightest engineers on Earth to come on board to the pod and fact check about all sorts of shit. They're fact checking if I'm tall. They're fact checking if Johnny's a comedian. I mean, he doesn't seem to ever do gigs. Can he still be a comedian if he doesn't do gigs?
I've started gigging more, Sean. You'll be glad to hear.
In the last 2 months, have you started gigging more?
Yes. And why did I make that decision? Why did I make that artistic decision? Due to financial difficulties. Difficulties. Please do sign up to the Patreon.
Our jokes are funny. Our wisdom is wise. What more could you want? We're going to have to get that made into our jingle, isn't it? If we have any musicians listening, you can turn that into a jingle.
I think it's a great jingle. Something's just occurred to me, but I'll talk to you about it off air, but it's quite funny.
My God.
I can't.
Okay.
We'll do it on the Patreon page.
Is it about a rash or something? Have you got a rash?
It's not about a rash. It's just about someone who used to listen to the podcast and like, who stopped, and I spent a while thinking, what's happened to him? Well, he might be listening to it now.
Well, someone who listened to the podcast and then stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they stopped listening, or...
You know the person who used to send us loads of messages?
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
Yeah, what's happened to him?
Well, he's probably in therapy.
Fingers crossed.
He's probably having a breakdown the second that Failing Better collapsed. We were the glue that held his flimsy life together.
Imagine if this podcast was the glue to holding your life together. You've got a shit life.
Okay, let's not. All right, I think we're spiraling a bit here. How long has this been?
I don't know how to tell.
You must know how to tell time, Johnny. Come on.
When we started.
No, I don't either. I think now's a good time because it's the introductory episode. There's going to be another full episode for your enjoyment right now. So don't worry, like, if you go, oh, that was a short one. The full episode, the main episode, is also available on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get it. So we're uploading two for our first week back.
So what more could you want, listener? A better pod, of course. But that's not what you've got. Okay, you've got more of this pod.
What more could you want? Our wisdom is wise. And our jokes are funny.
What more could you want? It's a nice title for a podcast.
What more could you want? Maybe we should call it that.
Could you want? I quite like it.
More than we host a podcast. What more could you want?
What more could you want? Our wisdom is wise. Our jokes are funny.
Their jokes are funny. Their wisdom is wise. What more could you want?
Yeah, I think that's really astute, actually.
Should we call our... Are we actually about to rename the podcast?
What more could you want? Do you think it's better than... Right, why don't we do a Twitter poll of what the fans want our podcast to be called?
Well, no, we need a few more... I think we need to make a decision now, Johnny.
I think the three are... We keep it as Failing Better. I quite failing like better. Is This Shit.
Is This Shit. I'm worried about the whether you're allowed to have a swear word as a title.
All right, so we can check the legality of that. And then what
is
more
this
could
fecal
you want?
Matter?
Is This Fecal Matter? I like Is This Fecal Matter. Is This Fecal Matter? Is that fecal matter in your pants?
And then
are you just happy to see it?
What more could you want?
Yeah.
Should we see if there's already a podcast called What More Could You Want?
Yeah.
Is this really a good title, though?
I quite like it. It's one of those...
What more could you want?
Podcast.
There is no podcast called What More Could You Want. There are plenty of songs.
There's a video podcast. Home of what? The What More Could You Want video podcast. I'm looking now. It's on YouTube.
What? How many listeners are they getting? How many viewers? God, this is all we bloody need.
They've got 36 views and they're still going now, though. They did something a year ago that got 20, 20 views.
I mean, that's shit, even by...
Even by our shit standards,
even by our
shit.
Standards, that's fucking shit.
So maybe we could call it What More Could You Want? What more could you want?
What more could you want?
Yeah.
I've written up What More Do You Want?
Sorry, Sophie just come in.
Okay.
Oh, she's gone.
Okay.
What more do you want? What more could you want, I think, is better than What More Do You Want. Maybe I'm wrong, though. What more am I... Could you...
All right, let's just spitball a few names for podcasts, all right? We'll each take it in turns. Just, there's no bad ideas.
Yeah.
There are no bad... All right, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Dino Dudes.
Love it. The Sunglasses.
Captain Corelli's Banjo String.
The water bottles. I've got quite a clear plan for mine.
Yeah. Also, I don't think you really know what podcasts are called.
Imagine with the water bottles.
What we're calling our podcast, The Water Bottles.
Yeah, you fill up on us, you'll have good hydration for the rest of the day.
God, even you didn't have the stomach to follow through with that sentence. All right, how about just Johnny and Sean? Johnny and Sean forever.
I quite like that. And then we can both get tattoos saying that.
Huh?
Johnny and Sean forever. We get tattoos saying that.
You saying tattoo?
Yeah, tattoos.
What is going on with your voice? Tattoos?
Tattoos.
Is that actually how you pronounce it?
I think so. Yeah, you make them with tattoo. I don't know. I do a tattoo.
Johnny!
Hi there, I'd like a tattoo, please.
No, you don't say that. All right, what's the parlour where you'd get one of those called?
A tattoo parlour?
Yeah. And so what are you... It's not a tattoo parlour.
Hi there, I'd like a tattoo. Like a tattoo. And just like one tattoo.
Johnny, your strange Bradford twinge has brought a smile onto this old face. What more do you want?
You have an old face.
What more could you want?
What more could you want?
What more could you want?
Oh, jokes are funny. Oh, wisdom is wise. What more could you want?
How about lad flakes?
Oh, that's good.
Do you reckon?
No.
I don't think it's good.
I think this is running out of steam. What about running out of steam? That's a good title.
Running out of steam.
And then our logo could be like a little steam train. With me and you as the drivers.
Yeah, me and you as the driver. One of us is putting coal in the engine and there's barely any left. And he's looking at the other one, he's just shrugging. Running out of steam.
So, running out of steam, what more could you want? The lollipop ladies. And
the lollipop ladies. Where are they then? Where are they in your room? How about Slutterama?
Slutterama. It's a bit sort of vulgar, I think.
Okay.
I'm no one slut.
All right. This is the ultimate test. We're going to end the show in a second. Genuinely, you've got to give us a 5-star review, listeners. We're fucking back.
Yeah, if this isn't 5 stars, I don't know what it is.
Failing better is maybe good.
We went all around the world to return back to where we first began.
Yeah, it's very. It's like Lord of the Rings, isn't it?
There's that novel, isn't there, where he says you return back to where you began and see it again afresh through new eyes or something like that. Good book. Can't remember what it is.
There's a novel that says that. It's a good book. Don't know what it is. Our jokes are funny, our wisdom is wise. What more could you want?
What more could you want?
What more could you want? Do we just call it what more could you want? It's Sean McLaughlin, it's Johnny Pelham. What more could you want?
And but then I have no idea what that podcast is about.
Well, I have no idea what any podcast is about. They're all bullshit, all made up.
True. Can we ever think? I think we do a Twitter poll. And then we can turn this autocracy into a democracy.
Johnny, your wisdom is just so wise.
Yeah, I feel very wise.
Well, let's by next episode we'll have a decision, listeners. We'll have a decision.
But we're back, baby. That's the main message. We're back. Please keep supporting the podcast. If you would like to subscribe to our Patreon, there's loads of... We do a video. We do extra stuff.
We're going to do extra stuff every week. The Patreon is back. If we'd have recorded this episode even one day earlier, we could have started claiming money from you. But you will have a full month. If you sign up today, you'll have a full month of getting cool content, more new stuff added every week.
And this is the talent, and this is the quality. So, I mean, that's worth paying for, isn't it?
Imagine getting more of this for money.
Fuck me. What a deal. What a deal.
It is patreon.com/failingbetter, if I do declare.
I do declare.
Right, let me have a look. .com/failingbetter. It is failing better. Patreon.com/failingbetter. Oh, should we just leave that title? Let's just leave it.
So, it is failing better. It's not what more could you want. Or, is this shit?
Is this shit is good, though. I'm just going to do one more number generator. 88. Oh, I just want to get 69.
I've got nothing to say about the number 88.
Do you have anything to say about the number 29? Because I've just got that.
29.
Feeling fine?
I am feeling fine, and so are you. And so is this podcast. It's in rude health, it's back, it's bigger than ever, and it's still not quite sure what it's called or why it exists.
Welcome back, listeners. Have you got anything to plug, Johnny, before we go?
No, I'm plugging nothing. I'm plugless. Have you got anything to plug, Sean?
Well, I think I do, Johnny.
Oh, what do you have to plug?
Get this. When do you think this is going to go out? Are we going to release it tomorrow? Or do you reckon we're going to wait a week?
I doubt it. I don't think I get it done tomorrow. I doubt we'll be able to get it done tomorrow. Because we have to give it to Paul to send out, don't we?
Yeah, that's true. Right, whenever you're listening to this, my show, Hail Mary, that you may have enjoyed on video or on audio, has been remastered and is being re-released by the people at 800 Pound Gorilla Media, and it's been put into swanky black and white, and it looks great.
What does remastered mean?
It means it's
redone.
It just looks better. Looks a bit better, and it's in black and white now.
That's worse, though, isn't it? Black and white, worse than colour, clearly.
Anyway,
I mean,
clearly
colour's better than black or white.
No, because not if it's a stylistic decision.
Yeah, it's a bad... Did you come with that decision?
No, I didn't. I think it looks great, because the truth is that there's a bit... It needed a bit of colour coding and colour correction anyway on the colour one. And so they said, in order to get around that, we're just going to remaster it, make it look slicker, and then we're going to put it in black and white.
It's great. And you see loads of movies come out now that are black and white, don't you? You know, all the Marvel movies are obviously in black and white, and it's a really, I think it's a really sensible decision to move something from colour to black and white to improve it. I think
it's an artistic decision, Johnny. I wouldn't expect you to understand anything about that. Artistic decision you made was which hand to wipe your ass with.
Is this shit?
Is this shit?
Yes, it is. There wasn't any tissue in your hand, John.
Oh, dear. Anyway, watch it. Sean McLaughlin, Hail Mary on YouTube. The colour version is still there if you want the colour version. If you're like Johnny and you're just like a modern millennial Gen Z wastehead, you know, a slave to the cathedral of Fruit Ninja, you know, he just needs Candy Crush of the eyes. He can't live with anything that could possibly be have a bit of expression. Then you can watch the colour version. But if you're cool and slick like me... Yeah, I just went to Thorpe Park. Deal with it. Watch it black and white on 800 Pound Gorilla Media. And thanks to any of you who came to see my tour as well, because it will probably be over by the time you hear this.
Oh, that's very sad. Have you enjoyed the tour? We've been threatening to end this podcast for so long.
I don't think that's a threat. We've been teasing the carrot of ending this podcast.
Yeah, maybe this is a durational piece which just goes on for like 4 days. Just us saying we're going to end it, and then we ask another banal question. You've enjoyed the tour, though?
Yeah, it's been good. All the shows have been really nice. Looking forward
what's the least favourite one you've done?
Fucking hell. Save that for the Patreon. Most of them have been really amazing.
All right, great. Well, we'll see you next week, hopefully, listeners.
Listeners, every Tuesday. Are we going to do it every Tuesday still?
Yeah, why not? Tuesday works. Your friends, tell your enemies, tell your mum, tell your dad.
We're back. We are going to be funnier, slicker, harder, better, faster, stronger. Our jokes are funny. Our wisdom is wise.
What more could you want?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.